Kiyasi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, he said like this. Omer, he said, Yochel, I would think, Yilkol ala Taisvis. Maybe you should get Malkus on some Taisvis, something added. Something added. We'll soon see what that means on a Taisvis, something eating. V'nosav lo Talmuda, but he brought a Gemara that taught him, Leptura, that you potter. So Rashi said the story is like this. Kiyasi Rav Dimi Meretz Yisrael above. When Rav Dimi came down to Meretz Yisrael to Bavim, Omar Rav Dimi said like this. Shamati, I heard over the army Beretz Yisrael. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I heard a shear there. And by shear, they said like this. Yochel yukal teisvis, maybe you should get Malkus by doing something that's awesome because of a teisvis, of something extra. Vishamat, the nasav let Talmud leptura. And I heard, though, that they answered and said, no, there's a Gemara that says Yipater. That's what Rav Dimi said over. And Rav Dimi said now, and the Gemara says, V'lo yadana mai tamuda o mai tosefes. Rav Dimi says, I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what Gemara they brought down to say it's Potter, and I don't know what they first thought to say it's awesome, mai tosefes. What's this thing that's added that we say it's awesome? So Rav Dimi didn't know. So he wrestled like this. It's machlekes what that limud, what that learning was. Rebbe Lezer says like this, Charisha. The Shaila was Harisha, is plowing on Shemitah Asr or not? Vachikomer. This is what they learned like this. Yochel, you would think, Yochel Harisha, maybe if you plow your fields on Shemitah, you get Malkus. Why? The Asya Meklala Prato Klau. Because that's called the Tasis. The Tasis means something extra that in the Torah itself it doesn't say the word Harisha. It's from a Liman. We learn it out. That's called the Tasis. How do we learn it out from? A klal, a prata klal. The Torah says the field should rest completely on Shemitah. Then it says, Lo Sizra, don't seed it. Then it says again it should rest. So Yadash and klal, a prata klal means anything that's like the prat, any type of a work in the field. So maybe even Harisha should also be usher to get the Malkus for it. But not from the Talmudah. Then the Gemara said back, no. Liftura, the Gemara brought a swear to say, no, you potter. If you plow on Shemitah, you potter. It's not also midiraisa. Why? Like we said before, the imkain, because if you're going to tell me, all toldos are osur on Shemitah, kolhani prati lamali, why does the Torah repeat itself and say, sadacha leisizra, kama karmacha leisizmar? Why does it have to repeat itself and say zemira? If it said leisizra, you can't seed your fields, so why does it repeat itself and say leisizmar, don't pick out the dead grapes, which is also a type of seeding, making it grow better. And the same thing like tzir, it says don't cut, and it says, Leisifzer. Why does it repeat itself? So we said before, the Torah repeats itself to teach us, only those two told us are Osir. Only picking off the bad grapes to make the good grapes are Osir. And then within Vitzira, stop pulling off grapes, that's what's awesome. But all other told us are Mutim Midiraisa. So therefore, if you plow your fields on Shemitah, it's Mutim Midiraisa. It's only Osir Midirabanim. That's what Rebbe Lezer learned shot in that learning, that shear, that Rav Dimi heard in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon learned a different shot in that shear. He heard like this. So Abimina was, Yomin Shasifu Chachom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We know Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the seventh year comes Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning of Shemitah. Pashi to learn from Shemitah on, this whole year, the seventh year, you're not allowed to seed, you're not allowed to work on your fields in Eretz Yisrael. What about before Shemitah? Now, Ami Yomin Shaisifu Chachomim. There are days before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, that Midrabon, you're not allowed to start seeding your fields. You can't start plowing your fields. Those days, Yomin Shaisifu Chachomim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Vachikomim, this is what the learning was. Yochel, you would think, Yilke Al Toisves Rosh Hashanah, maybe somebody seeds his fields or plows his fields before Rosh Hashanah, before Shemitah, he gets Malkus. Why would I think that way? To ask you, because I learned it out from a pasuk. It says, "Mi b'chorish u'b'kotza tishbois." It says, "For you should rest and don't be chorish, don't plow your fields, or the ktsir, don't cut down your fields on Shemitah." And we'll soon see how we learned it out. It's an extra pasuk. We don't need it, so we use it for taisus to teach us that even before Shemitah, also you're not allowed to be chorish, plow your fields, or ktsira, or cut down your fields. So I would think if you do it before Shemitah, you get Malkus for this. The Nasav La Talmud, and this the Gemara says, no, Lipsura, Like the Gemara will soon bring down how we know that on the Indian of Tisris Shemitah, of the months before Shemitah, you don't get Malkus if you see the character then. So Rashi says like this, Yorosh Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shal Shriyas Shul Tisris Ala Shriyas. Days before Shemitah starts, before Rosh Hashanah, that's also Mid Rabbanim. Why is it also? The Yasim of Chosh HaKotzer, Rosh Hashanah Lekamon, like we'll learn later. If you don't need this pasuk for Shvius itself, during the seventh year itself, because the pasuk says already, it says already not to do work in the fields on the seventh year. Is what the pasuk say again, rest from Chirish and Ksira, is to new linyan Shishis, put it for the sixth year, that's going to grow into the seventh year. If the tzfuas will grow into the seventh year, it's called the shvius right now life, and even at the end of the sixth year, also you're not allowed to work on the fields. Yeah. Now the Mor explains. So my yomim shlefnei Rosh Hashanah. What are these days that's also to work in the fields before Rosh Hashanah? Even before Shemitah starts, you're not allowed to work on your fields. Kiritnan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Shvius. Ad Mosai Chorshin Basad Ilan, Erev Shvius. If you have a field that has trees, you have an orchard. You have an orchard. When's the last time you're allowed to plow that orchard to make the trees grow good? Even on Erev Shvius, in the sixth year. Ad Mosai, until how long Chorshin could you plow Basad Ilan in your orchard? Erev Shvius. The sixth year before Shemitah. Be'shama yermim kozuman sheyafel apri. Kozuman, you could honestly say, you're plowing the ground now in order to make this orange tree grow good, that I'll be able to eat the fruits right now, that the fruits that are here right now should grow good. Because I want these, it's the sixth year now, and you want the fruit on the tree to grow good, you'll pick off the fruit before Shemitah, so that's called you're plowing now the tzorach, the sixth year's crop. That's mutter. But once already the 6 years crop grew well, and now you're plowing the ground, only in order to make the tool grow good next year, to make the seventh year crop grow good, that's us already. Rashi says, Kol zaman sheyofel apri, kloimer, Kol zaman shecharisha yofel aperis, shegodlo bashishis. Kol zaman, you can honestly say, you're plowing your fields in order that the fruit now on this orange tree should grow good, the sixth year's fruit. That's near Shavuos time. But after Shavuos time already, you're not allowed to plow your fields. Then it looks like you're plowing to make the tree grow good the next year on Shemitah, on Shavuos, and that's awesome. So, Beishamai says a lashon of Kol Zaman, you could honestly say you're planting for the 6 years crop. Psil says no clearly, ad vatzeres. Psil says doesn't say that lashon. He says a clear time, up until Shavuos. Up until Shavuos on the sixth year, you're allowed to plow your fields. After Shavuos, you're not allowed to. And the Gemara says, ukroivim divrei elu lios kedivrei elu. They're not too far off, Beishamai Beisilim. Even Beishamai Shir, that how long the fruits is good for this year, is around Shavuos time. A little bit more, a little bit later, they're both saying more or less the same time, around Shavuos time. Now, the Admosai Choshim Sod Halovin, until how long can you plow a field? Halovin means Tfuah, you're growing wheat, you're growing the Chamesh Saminim. How long can you plow a field that you're growing wheat on? Erev Shvius on the sixth year is Mishatichla Halecha, when the wetness of the ground goes away. So Rashi says that means Shekolon Akisham Shoshana Shishis. Means the rain season stopped already in the sixth year. The Yad he shosa mahani charishal azriya the shamazu. Close the man, it's raining. If you plow your field, it's going to make the 6 years crop grow well. So that's mutter. You're allowed to work for the 6 years crop. Abu mishatich la'alecha, but when the rain season stops, any yochel achrish, then you can't plow anymore. The mefsek echarish atzor shvius. Because it looks like you're plowing now for the purpose of the seventh year. Tahainu kol zaman shebneyodim chorshin lita mekshuas. What is this time, like the Gemara says? That's for kol zaman shebneyodim chorshin lita mekshuas amadlois. Kol zaman, people are still working in the fields and plowing their fields in order to plant cucumbers, or medlas and pumpkins, that's called time enough to plow your tfua, your wheat field. As close to my people are plowing to grow cucumbers and pumpkins, that's still early in the season that you're doing it for the purpose of the 6 years crop. But after that, it looks like you're doing it for the 7th year's crop, and that's awesome. Shimon Rabbi Shimon says, in kei nasna teirish shecholecha b'yecha b'yadai. He doesn't like this time. You can't say it's a mutter to plow up until the time when the rain season stops and when people are still plowing for their pumpkins. But after that time, no. Like, there's not a set time. Some people say a month earlier, some will say a month later. That's not a good time. You have to give the exact time. Ella, so, Reb Shimon says like this. Ella besada halav and ada pesach. When you have a tfua field, a field you're growing wheat in, you're allowed to be chayrish it, plow it up until Pesach of the 6th year. But after Pesach, then it's awesome. Then it looks like you're plowing for the purpose of the 7th year. That's awesome. This is called Taisvus Shemitah. Even on the 6th year itself, you're not allowed to work on your fields because it looks like you're working for the purpose of the 7th year. Now, the Sod Ilan, when you have an orchard that you have trees there, fruit trees, is Adwat Seris. Then you're allowed to plow up until Shemitah. So this is the loch of Taisvis Shemitah, the 6th year you're not allowed to work on your fields. Now, the Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi Nimnu Ashnei Prakam Alolo. Even though up until now we have 2 time limits, a limit of a wheat field up until Pesach, and a limit of orchard fruits up until Shavuos, but Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says that Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din, Nimnu got together and counted, Al Shnei Prakam Alolo Bitlum. They are Mavato, they took away the Yisra of these 2 times. And they said, no, you'll add a plant even later on, even up until a month before Rosh Hashanah. We'll soon see. But a Bitlam, they dissolved that time limit of Pesach and Shavuos and said, no, you'll add a plant, a plow, even after Pesach, even after Shavuos. Omalei Rabzeres said to Rabuch Rabahua, the Yamalon, some say, Resh Lakish to Abyechanan, and some say Resh Lakish asked this question after Abyechanan. But he asked the question, how could he do that? Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi, Heichi Motzo Mevatloi Takanta the Beis Shammah Beis Hillel. How could Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din dissolve a Takana that was made up from Beis Shammah Beis Hillel? Through Atanan, we learned the Klalas like this. Ein Beis Din Yocho Levato Divrei Beis Din Chaveroi. A second Beis Din, a later generation, cannot dissolve Mevato a Takana that a Beis Din made before them. El in came godly men of the chachma of a minion. Unless the second Beis Din is greater than the first one, they're smarter than them, and there's a bigger congregation there, there's a bigger minion. There's a more people in your Beis Din than in the first Beis Din. Otherwise, you can't dissolve it. See, Elochura, Rabbi Gamliel, or Beis Din, was not as great as Beis Shammah Beis Hillel. Beis Shammah Beis Hillel had the biggest yeshivas there were. They had a big Beis Din, Beis Shammah Beis Hillel. So when they made the gzera that you're not allowed to plant, or work on your fields after Pesach or after Shavuos, how could a Gamliel later generations dissolve it? So the Maritz is like this. So the Maritz says, Yishtoyim Kishah, Rabbi Yechon kept quiet for a second. Kishah Chod, he kept quiet, he had to think. It's a good question. Omalei, then he said like this, he answered back like this. Eimor Kach, let's say like this. His Nubinayim, that Avada when Beisil and Beishamai made the first Gezerah, not to plow the orchard after Shavuos, or not to plow the tfua, the wheat field, after Pesach, even though they made that gzeirah, but they made it tonight. They made a hisna b'neim, that kol aroitza levato yavu v'yavato. They made a gzeirah to say, they made a tonight condition then, that whoever wants to learn it could be mevatlet. But they said it's a good thing to do. Sometimes when the Chum did it, they also left the lead way out, that if a future generation sees it's not kedai to do it, they left the lead way that you could be mevatlet. So then it's not a kasha, they weren't as great as the first ones. Even though they weren't as great as the first ones, still they have this leadway to dissolve the first takana. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to dissolve the takana of Beis Shammah Beis Hillel. Fred Gemara, did who he? This takana, not to work before Shemitah, is it only a takana of the Rabbanu of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? The Chur is a kasha, Allah l'mash m'sinehi. It's Allah l'mash m'sinehi. It's like a derisa, and then for sure it's a kash on Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeis Dinoi. How could he dissolve it? To Yom Rabbas, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rab Nechunya Ish Bekas, Beis Chorsin. That was his name. He came from this place, Beis Pekas. That's the place where he came from. He said like this, Esther Netiyas. There's a special halacha when you have 10 young Netiyas. It means young trees growing, young sprouts growing. So Rashi says, Esther Netiyas is a halacha like this, Yud Netiyas. Hamafuzaris Patech Beiso. Shunun al Nun. If you have a field, 50 by 50, that's called the Beiso. And if you have 10 young trees growing there, Chorshin Kol HaSod Shelo, you're allowed to plow the whole field, Shebeshvilon, in order for the purpose of these 10 to grow, B'yeresh Shviyas Ad Rosh Hashanah. Up until Rosh Hashanah Mamish, it's Halachal Moshim Sinai, such a field that has 10 young sprouts, young trees growing, you're allowed to plow the whole field. The Yamri, the Deik is, Hani, only these are mutter. Hoyel v'yalda, saying they're very young. Ikab seida yisera. It's a very big seida, they won't grow if you don't plow the field for them. Lekah choshem ad Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you're allowed to plow the fields up until Rosh Hashanah, mamish of Shemitah. Avuzakeno, but let's say you have an older tree that's not going to die out if you don't plow there. Ein choshem ad Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to plow the fields up until Rosh Hashanah. And this is all part of the Lach L'Mashem Sinai. Alma, the Lach L'Mashem Sinai. Hey. There's a special halacha that if you have a field with 10 young trees, this field you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Mashma, another type of a field that has older trees growing there, you're not allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. So Mashma Midiraisam, you're not allowed to plow even before Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Rabbi Yechon's halacha here, Mishur Mechunim Be'is, Pekaz Be'schursin, that Esther Netiyas, Arova, that we take Arovas on Sukkot, at least in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to go around the Mizbeach with Arovas. For Nisach HaMayim, that on Sukkot, they brought a special Nisach HaMayim on Chag HaSukkot, Halach L'Moshim Sinai. These three halachas are called Halach L'Moshim Sinai. So we see what's mutter, only young trees. Mashma, old trees are also to plow. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa Shloishim Yoyim. I'll tell you a terrace like this. True. Midiraisa Halach L'Moshim Sinai, not allowed to plow your fields 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But that's all. Shloishim Yoyim before Rosh Hashanah. The Yosuv Hani Tikkim Pesach. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai made a bigger takana though. They were moisef on the right, so they said, not only 30 days before, but even from Pesach before, on a tfuah, on a wheat field, or meyatzeres, and on an orchard, you can't plow it from Shavuos onwards. That was Beis Hillel Beis Shammai's gzeira. They asked no, and they made a condition, b'ditu, and they said clearly that kol aroitzel avato yobi yivato. Any bezna that comes after us, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said, if they think it's not kedai to make this gzeira, we give them the permission to be mavato the gzeira. So therefore, it was able from Gamliel Beis Dinai to mavato the first gzeira. So what was he mavato? That you're allowed to plow your fields when? Only up until Chodesh Elul. For it comes Chodesh Elul, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, then it's also for the Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. For the Gemara Kasha, V'ani Hilchos Aninu, these last 30 days is only Halacha L'Moshim Sinai not to plow the fields before Shemitah. For the Gemara Kroninu, it's a Din D'Raisa from the Pasuk, not only from the Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. The Tanaim, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Be'chorish uva'kotza tishmois. The Pasuk in Shemois L'Amadalad, it says, you should rest. Don't do charisha, don't plow the fields, or the cuts here, don't cut down the fields. Question, what is this pasuk talking about? Rabbi Kiva Reina, Ein Tzorach Loina, Chorish, V'Kotzo, Shoshriyas. He says this pasuk is talking about Shemitah. And saying on Shemitah you can't plow or you can't cut down. So he says, it doesn't have to tell me that you can't do it on Shemitah itself. Shirei Kvar Nema, Sol Chol Esizra, Kama Chol Esizmer. The Torah already says you can't do malacha, work on the fields, during Shemitah. Now, Agav, this Mandiyama for sure does not hold like the Mandiyama we had before. Before we had a Mandiyama that says only those two told us a Rosser and no other told us a Rosser. So according to that Mandiyama, Harish is Mutim Midiraisa. This whole sugi now that we're dashing the Mechorish of Akosir to say that even Harish is also on Shemitah Midiraisa doesn't go like that Mandiyama. Now we're going that to Klal of Prat to Klal and all Malachas are Rosser to do on Shemitah. So therefore, this extra pasuk in Shemois Tlam Medal that says, Be'achorish Shemakotza Tishbois, you have to rest on Shemitah, and don't plow and don't cut down, so Bekiva says, you don't need that pasuk on Shemitah itself, you can't do it. That's Shitur's Osir on Shemitah. Because the Torah says clearly, Sod the Cholei Sizra, Sloy Sizra, the Kama Cholei Sizmar. So I know on Shemitah itself you can't work in your fields. So if so, what does the Pasuk say in Shemais Lamadalid, the Echorah Shemakotsa Tishbois, that Rav Akiva says is talking about Shemitah? Elo means like this, Chorish shall Era Shvius. It means you can't even plow your fields on the sixth year. At the end of the sixth year, you can't plow your fields, because plowing your fields then is for the purpose of Shvius. Even then you can't plow your fields. Shenichnas L'Shvius. Like you want to plow on the sixth year in order that you grow well in the seventh year, that's all.